they were on their bikes. I was pushing the youngest on his trike. We always go up Bright Street and then round the corner up Clay Lane with the dog. And literally, as we were getting up towards that house, possibly 8 foot away, not even, I'd say, it exploded in front of us. It knocked the kid off his trike. My youngest blew him off the bike completely. My wife gathered the kids. I ran out in front of the house in shock, just wow. Rang 999, and as I was looking at the house describing the scene, I noticed it was actually one whole house and half of another house which had completely been demolished. And the half of the other house that was still remaining, the front window, the curtains were moving back and forth. I could see somebody in there. So me and this other bloke, I don't know who he is or what his name is, but we ran over, smashed the window open with some rubble from the other house. And next thing you know, this mother's handing me a two-month-old baby and her five-year-old boy, and then finally she came out, all of them covered in ash and soot and whatever.
You talked about the state of the house. What condition were the people in?
They were in complete and utter shock. These three people that I came across were absolutely, you know, the look on their face, they just did not know what was going on. Unfortunately, they were Polish, so it was hard to communicate with them, but I was able to ascertain whether there was more people in that house that they were in, and there wasn't. The mother was very concerned about the baby, obviously, because it's very small. That kind of, myself, I know from having kids, you know, that kind of pressure from that kind of a blast could potentially cause damage to a young baby of that age. Yeah.
Just how bad was the damage to the house?
Well, the main house is non-existent, really is. Literally, from looking at it, I am in the construction trade myself, the whole front of the house came out onto the street and the whole roof collapsed within a split second. It just literally did, and it tore half of another building with it.
You were very nearby with your own children. How were they affected by it?
Oh, complete shock, yeah. My eldest, obviously, he's aware of what's going on around him. He can talk, no problem. We were talking about it tonight before we put him to bed, and he was just saying how the people were scared and how he was scared, and the fire ambulance came and all this happened. You know, he's a bit taken aback by it. We all are, me and my wife. I mean, she cried when we got home, because literally, had we walked a bit quicker, or in fact we stopped for a chat before we got onto the right seat, had we not stopped for a chat with somebody, we were dead. Yeah.
It was a very dangerous situation. You took a baby from that. Some would say you're a hero.
I was just acting on impulse, really. You see somebody, you know, that she couldn't open up the window from inside for whatever reason. I just clicked into, you know, let's get these people out of this house quick.